This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's the Tom Chenault Show, and it is Marianne Niehaus and Tom Chenault. How are you doing, Marianne?
I'm having so much fun, Tom.
Well,
I'm excited about our guest today. You know, we just got back from the ENFP.
I'm so sick of hearing about this guy.
Oh, come on.
I can't. Why do you love him so much?
I love him because he used to be an electrician.
Oh, you're married to an electrician.
And I'm married to an electrician. And I'm hoping someday he'll see exactly what Corey saw. But, no, it's a great story. And I had a blast at the ANMP. Thank you so much. And it was fun. You know, I get to talk to those people, but I don't get to intermingle with them like I did at the ANMP. So that was great.
What did you learn? What's made you better? And why... why were you so pumped up about that? We'll get to, we got plenty of times with Corey, so I know he's probably sitting on his thumbs wondering why I'm not bringing him on, but it's because I'm jealous of his good looks, his youth, and his great wealth.
Yeah.
So you tell me again why it was so good for you, because I want other people to go to the ANMP. I want them to go to GoPro. I want them to go to third-party events, outside of their company, along with their company. And I'm in a minority, because everybody tries to keep the inmates in the asylum. Them,
mm-hmm.
And keep them stupid and go in one direction instead of well-rounded and being able to understand the universe. And so tell me, because I've never done that with you. I mean, I've made you go to places in Australia for meetings. So talk to me about that.
Well, I think, you know, part of it is, you know, I think about this triangle of, you know, belief, right? What's your belief? And when you believe in a company, I mean, I think people get that. You know, they love their products. They love the company. But it's the belief in the profession. And when you go to things like Eric Worre and ANMP, and, you know, I think that gives you the belief in the profession of what's really going on out there. The fact that you hear these stories like Corey and all these other guys, that there is... there's an opportunity there. And the reality that I took away, especially from the ANMP, was that defining moment, right, when you decide that you're going to be coachable.
Right.
Because people come into this business and they think they're smart, just like I did. I had a marketing advertising company for, you know, 18, 19 years, and I thought, oh, I can do this. This is a piece of cake. And guess what? Not quite so much. But I think we have a little bit of success along the way, but then there's some point where we need to grow in, right? We need to grow into that future success of where we want to go and become coachable and, you know, get a mentor. And so going to Eric Worre certainly increases your belief in that profession of network marketing. You are among people that have just got in, all the way to the people that have made it, all the way to the people that are on stage, and all the way to the people that are handing the mic to the next person. What I got from ANMP was a little bit different, because it is more about the profession itself. And so some of the things about being compliant, right, being respectable of what this industry is. And I remember Eric Worre did a video a while back, and he said, you know, the reason network marketing has such a bad reputation is because of us. Right?
Yeah.
We were the ones walking around going, oh, you can make money overnight. This is going to be a piece of cake. Lay your money down. You're going to be rich. Yada, yada, yada. The, you know, product's going to make you fly. And so we really, our expectations, you know, what we built up for these people was so much higher than what they actually got. And this takes work. It takes a lot of work.
Does it happen overnight?
No.
And it has what you built, and then you built yourself a good little organization that keeps growing, and it doesn't go up real fast, but it sure as heck doesn't go down real fast, because you've built it right.
I've built it with integrity. I've built it with relationships. You know, somebody asked me when
you built it with Tom's Rolodex.
I built it with Tom's people.
No, you didn't.
No, actually, I didn't. Actually, that was one of the things that we talked about when I first started working for you. You said, I can't do this for you. You're going to have to do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I respect that. And I appreciate that.
And I hate you for it, Tom.
But that's not real. That's not true. But But it is, I think, you know, somebody asked me one day, he said, Kyle, you know, I'm watching your Facebook and it looks like you're being really successful. And I said, you know, he goes, what's your secret? What's your secret? And I just looked at him. I said, it's relationships, right? Because if you build these relationships among these people that are part of your group, I mean, you have life. We do life together, right? We know each other's blood type. We know what's going on in people's families. And so we're so tightly, you know, arms locked, and kind of like what you said, people are afraid to send their people to go to these three-party events, because, or third-party events, because they think they're going to be recruited. And for you and for me, I'm like, I want you to go, and I want you to see what the possibilities are. I want you to increase your belief.
All right. You're boring me. Right.
Oh, whatever.
Let's go get Corey.
Okay.
So here's the guy. He shows up on the stage. He's got a hard hat on, a shovel.
A shovel.
He's adorable, good-looking guy. You know, when I heard he lived in Bradenton, Florida, I was surprised because he looked more like a guy from North Dakota, which is where he was born. And I just, he's a family man. He's an icon in the business. He's got one of those smiles that is so infectious, you just can't believe your eyes. And I love him. And I think that he's a perfect guest to have for launching ourselves out of the ANMP. We're going to bring a lot more people on. I mean, this little girl from Maria from Canada, she's just a little rock star. I think we're going to try to bring her next week. People are begging us to come on, and we're just going to keep levering it up with some rock stars from there to try to get you to understand. Going to the ANMP is something that you want to do, and it's still small enough. And next year, it might still be small enough for you to be sitting in the audience, and you're at that table all the time, and you're sitting there the whole time, and you're thinking, man, I just wish I could meet somebody. And the next speaker gets up from your table, they were sitting next to you, and walks up to the stage and hits it out of the park, and you find out they were a seven-figure earner. It is crazy. Corey, how are you, buddy? You doing okay?
Tom, doing well. How are you?
I have never, ever been better. We got to talk to you today. It was so funny earlier. He goes, now, can we talk a little bit about that before the show? And what you don't know is I came out of the radio business. I've been a famous talk show host in my life, and actually looked down on the stock market like it was a football game, and I got to interview people like Maria Bartiromo and Kramer and all the muckety mucks, Donald Trump, all these people of the international finance, and they always sent me questions, and they did that was so they wouldn't have to think about the answer. Well, if you're going to just phone in an interview, I don't want you. So I just made it a policy on that show they couldn't do it. So I just carried it over to this show. So here we are. What's going on, and what do you want to tell us about you? What are you doing in this crazy profession, Corey?
Well, you know, I sent you those questions over, Tom, because I didn't know protocol, right? So I just sent you questions. You said ready, fire, aim. And I knew exactly what you meant. That's your style. That's how you roll. You know, coming from North Dakota, 28 years in the industry, electrician. My dad's a plumber. I decided, you know, I don't want to get my hands all dirty. I don't want to get my hands all full of you-know-what every day on the job. So I choose a different profession, a little more dangerous, but a little bit cleaner. Electricity, if you don't respect it and don't know what you're doing, you can actually die pretty quickly. But, you know, it was a meeting, kind of by chance, if you will, got introduced to direct selling. And, you know, here we are 28 years later and have been full-time in the industry ever since.
And it's working for you. It isn't not. It's working for you big time. What happens when you go back to North Dakota now? Are you like an icon? Do they have a parade for you, or do you get back up there?
No, we go back every year, but there's no parade. There's no fanfare. I'm just one of them, you know. It's just coming from a very humble place, a town of 500 people. You know, I'm just a normal guy. I fit right in. I don't wear cowboy boots like some of them do. I wear, you know, tennis shoes. But if I'm out helping my brother on his cattle farm, or, you know, helping my dad do different things, I mean, I'm just one of them. I really am. And so I think that's the big thing is remembering where you come from more than anything.
I couldn't agree more. And let me ask you this about that particular part of it. As you've gotten more and more successful, hasn't it made you even more present and grateful to everybody out there earning a living as best they can, doing whatever they're doing in the world to make a living and feed their family? I used to resent, you know, I'd call corporate America everything all the way up to communists. And today I am in awe of corporate America. People are doing it. They just don't understand what we do. And therefore, they, you know, it's kind of like contempt prior to investigation in Alcoholics Anonymous. And God bless them. They're doing the best they can. This might be better for us, but it isn't necessarily better for them, right?
It really isn't. I mean, not everybody's cut out to talk to people every day, communicate. I know people in my close circle, they wouldn't be very good networkers, okay? They're happy, they're content with what they're doing. And, you know, we still need people that are plumbers, and we still need school teachers, and we still need, you know, computer techs, and we need doctors and lawyers and bankers. So if everybody chose our profession, it would kind of, it kind of defeats the purpose of going through life and you know, studying things, but at the same time, it's interesting. So you and Marianne were talking earlier in your conversation about the ANMP. That event was incredible. ANMP, Association for Network Marketing Professionals. I think my takeaway was when I'm seeing these people on stage, you know, none of them got there quick. None of them got there overnight. Most of them did not. Most of them, it took time. It took time. And Tom, you know, these things aren't built overnight. It's kind of like Rome. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day. So I'm just excited to be a part of the industry. It's changed our lives.
Okay, so we're gonna talk a little bit about, we're going to talk a lot about you after this break. But between here and there, your responsibility to this profession. I say all the time, I owe nothing. Network marketing owes nothing to me, and I owe everything to this profession. I think it's given me a life that nothing I ever dreamed of could be equaled here. Isn't that the same way you feel about this business?
It is. I mean, I owe everything to it. I owe everything to my creator, first and foremost, but I owe everything to the industry of direct selling, of network marketing. Because if it wouldn't be for this, I'd probably, you know, still be an electrician, still be working hourly. And for me, I think the industry is really about freedom. You know, freedom to make those choices, freedom to do different things, freedom to walk the dogs when you want to walk them rather than having to do it before you get in the car going to the office and having to do it when you get home from work after the long commute back home from, you know, downtown Denver or downtown L.A. or wherever. You can walk.
Okay, we're going to take a quick, Corey, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back right after this. Go look at Corey Johnson, K-O-R-E-Y, Johnson.com, or look him up on Facebook. This guy is a machine. We'll be right back.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
We're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's Marianne Niehaus. It's the Tom Chenault Show. I hope you're all having a great day. I heard my voice was really loud in the other segment, so sorry about that if I was blasting you out. Marianne spun me back. I turned the dial up too high. That was 100% my fault. Oh. But here we go. We're talking to Corey Johnson. He is a huge network marketer, and he epitomizes, and the reason we wanted him on here, that nice guys finish first, and that he comes from a place where so many of you are right now. I was a former stockbroker and airplane salesman before I got into network marketing, and that worked against me because everybody goes, well, if I was a former stockbroker or I sold airplanes, I'd be successful too. And that's just not true. And literally everybody that has a huge why and a mentor can make it in this business. And I want you guys to understand that. And making it is completely relative. It is up to you. When I first made my first check of $500, I said I had made it. And it's grown a little bit since then, but I haven't changed that tune. Corey, back to you. Out of the gate, speak to those people out there in their cars, all over the world, literally listening to you. What's your best advice to those people that are just saying, God, I have got so much more month than I have money. Is there any way out of this trap? What would you say to those people?
You know, I would say, first and foremost, there is a way out of the trap. There's no doubt. First thing they want to do is discover their why, you know, what their passion is, what they want out of life. You know, you're maybe listening to this show and you're 73 years old. I actually did a connect call earlier today with a man that was 83 years old, still wanting some residual income, still wanting to leave something behind for the children and grandchildren. And so, and it doesn't matter your age. You could be 18, could be 83, like this man Frank earlier today. The direct selling industry is a vehicle. The vehicle for freedom, you know, if you choose to adapt, choose to change, choose to advance, I remember back in college, actually at my trade school, when I went there to be a construction electrician guy, I had to give a speech in front of 30 other men that I'd been through school for, you know, a year and a half. And I got up in front of that room, Tom, in front of 30 people. I laid an egg. I couldn't speak. I couldn't even hardly breathe. They had to bring me water, and I was gagging and choking. And at the end of that, you know, 8-minute session, I probably spoke about 6 words, literally. And I got an F in tech school on a speech about the electricity system for the city of Chicago. And so here we are, and it wasn't easy. I mean, you know, but it's been a development in process. You know, the upline mentor that I had initially, John, he just kind of prodded me along a little bit. Hey, you get to introduce people tonight, whether it was a call or whether it was in a meeting. And then all of a sudden, things started to grow. Things started to develop. And then we went through a little bit of a roller coaster period. You know, actually, I was so sold on freedom and sold on direct selling, Tom. I remember that we weren't making any money for a period. I had to go donate plasma to put some food on the table, to pay a light bill. I mean, I was donating plasma every 8 days as quickly as I could to get that next $30 donating plasma. So, I mean, I've delivered newspapers because I didn't want to go back to the job because I'd already tasted a little bit of freedom and a little bit of nice paychecks for the month. So I did it the opposite way. I don't suggest anybody quit their jobs until it's time. You know, Jim Rohn says your part-time story is way better than your full-time story ever will be. And
wow.
So, anyway, it's a learned process, I'll tell you.
Well, and I agree with that 100%. And I like that part-time, you know, everybody talks about, oh, man, I fired my boss, and I walked in, and I called in well, and all the various things that go along with that conversation. But in this day and age, the more streams of income that you can keep, including the job, that if you just don't hate it, and you might not get killed, I mean, keeping that job far beyond where you need it financially, just so you can build up a nest egg for that inevitable train wreck that happens to us all, is a smart move, right?
It is. It is. You know, keep putting money away. Live as frugally as you can. You know, this last weekend again at ANMP, there was an individual there from a foreign country, and he was speaking about developing his business. I just remember this, and I took this away so fluidly. As we start to make more money, right, what happens?
Okay, now I want you to hold the thought. Unfortunately, we have commercials on this. It's a real radio show. It's not a podcast like everybody else does. And so we're on a tremendous amount of stations, but they also have to pay for it. So try to listen to the ads. But at the end of the day, everybody, go to his website. Take a look or find him on Facebook. We'll be right back.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nanocurcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nanocurcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nanocurcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Some congressional Democrats want to subpoena the two interpreters who were present when Presidents Trump and Putin met behind closed doors in Helsinki to learn what was said. Judy Jenner, a spokeswoman for the American Translators Association, says that's unheard of.
Confidentiality is key in everything we do, and we take it very, very seriously. I take it very seriously. Sometimes I don't even say who I interpreted for or where I interpreted.
Thursday's motion to issue a subpoena for Trump's translator was voted down in the House. Former Vice President Joe Biden gave a rebuke of President Trump's immigration policies during a Friday speech in Phoenix at the convention of the League of United Latin American Citizens.
This is America, and we can't do anything, and we need you badly to get in the fight and stay in the fight and bring us back.
Around 1,200 people gathered at the Phoenix Convention Center for that organization's 89th annual convention. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, we're back. It's Tom Chenault, and we have got Corey Johnson with him. Your husband's listening now, I heard.
That is so adorable.
Yeah, so tell us, so your husband, why on earth hasn't he immersed himself in the network marketing? With his wife being successful, he's a movie star good looking, you just bought him a brand new Mustang convertible. What has him stopped? Because Corey could help him.
I know. I want him to have a conversation with him. You know, I just, his belief, I think belief in himself, you know, I think he's been doing what he's been doing for so long. There's such a comfort zone there that it's hard for him to look at anything else. However, he does want me to help retire him.
Okay, good. So, right. Corey, have that in mind as you're talking through this show, that you're specifically talking to Marianne's husband, and go ahead and finish that story that we cut you off on. We've got a long segment here.
No problem. You know, so as whatever we are, whether we're doctors or successful stockbrokers or, you know, school teachers, as we have that increase in pay, we tend to spend more money. And the guy on stage just spoke to me because I've had the big houses, I've had the nice cars, And you know, it's not really about that so much as it is this guy was just saying, hey, we all tend to spend more than we really should. Let's spend less so we can help others with it, or we can do better with it, or we can plan, kind of like the squirrel. You know, when you see him in the fall, he's shuffling all those acorns and putting them away because the winter time is coming, and he's just got those acorns, you know, in his cheeks and tucking them away. So that's kind of what that story was leading up to, Tom, was more, you know, save it and use it later, whether it's for international expansion or whether it's for, you know, the rainy day that's inevitably going to come.
No doubt about it. And you, yeah, and it there's a woman named Robin Tanner talking about it right now. She's in the medical business, and she just is terrific. A great woman, and she goes to every ANP, every GoPro. She has been learning from people like you, and everything she says is exactly what you're saying. Don't quit the day job. Bank some money. At some point, you're going to have a lot more money than you have month, and at that time, you can start making those tough decisions as maybe retiring from plan A and going and doing this full time. But I'm loving what you're saying. Corey, you obviously stepped way, way out in front of the group and the crowd. What was the defining moment when you went from barely eking out a living in network marketing to really becoming a big shot? What happened? Did you? What was the groove that you found?
I think the groove that I found was, number one, my wife, Renee. She was, you know, she was a little bit tired of the low pay and me dreaming of freedom and me, you know, not cutting it, if you will. And as a man, when you're not cutting it, it's probably one of the most humbling things. It's very, you're very distraught. You're very, when you're not making money as the provider of the family, there's problems in your mind, in your emotions, in your heart. And so I think one night, you know, was kind of that setting moment. She was lying. I came in, you know, because networkers, we tend to work a little longer at night, later at night than our spouses possibly. And so she was in bed, you know, probably 2 hours prior. So I get in to the bedroom. I get my teeth brushed and get ready for sleep. And she's still awake, but she's crying. And she's basically saying, hey, if you're not going to change something, as she was crying, she said, I'm going to have to go back and live with my parents because I can't continue this stress. And I can't, that's a long time ago. But so 28 years hasn't always been rosy in networking as well as in our marriage. But I think with each of those tears that were hitting the pillow, I determined, you know what, I got to take some wise words of some longtime mentors, Jeff Roberti and Jeff Schlegel, and get into the warm market. When you bring a new person in, it's not throwing the mud against the wall. You really gotta get in the trenches with them, help them develop their list, help them develop their why. Because not everybody has the list, they don't think, and not everybody has the why. And so you just gotta get in and get your elbows and you gotta get your hands dirty, which a lot of people don't like doing. They just like to sponsor, or recruit. You really have to help the ones who are coachable and teachable that want to take their business and their life to that next level. And it's our job, Tom, to identify those people. Who are they? Because not everybody you sponsor or recruit wants to go where you want to go or where you think they want to go. They maybe don't have any idea. So you got to kind of hold them by the hand. So I think it was more than anything, getting into the warm market, getting into the trenches with the team, and you know, quit confusing activity with accomplishment for the most part.
Sweet. Leaders duplicate. Your product users aren't going to duplicate. One thing that came through, somebody actually said that from stage, the leaders are the ones duplicating, but to create a leader and be with a leader, you've got to teach them that. And everybody needs to understand that. This business is a big business of sorting, but when you find those leaders, most people don't even understand when you have a leader what you have to do with them. And that becomes training, developing, empowering, and staying with literally forever. Right, Corey?
Totally. You know, and that reminds me, I have a guy in my group in the past that he was always a seven-figure producer volume-wise and always would do really, really well. And he called me, about 3.5-4 years ago and said, hey, it's time. I'm starting my own company. I'm going to roll here. Do you want to participate? And so that kind of, having Dave come back into my life is one thing. I don't burn bridges. I try to help as many people as I can. I try to work with as many as I can. I don't have many enemies. There's probably people out there that don't like me for whatever reason, but I don't like burning bridges, and I don't dislike anybody. But those long-term relationships and developing those and getting into the trenches is really where the rubber meets the road. It's very important.
And here's what I found out about. I mean, when I go to this stuff, it just blows my mind. Literally every leader does exactly the same thing. They never retire. They're constantly out there bringing in new people. They're constantly doing three-way calls with their upline and for their teams. And they're attending literally every event that their company puts on with a smile on their plate. Is that the way you are?
It is. You know, technology's changed a lot of that, though. You know, with the Zooms and the Facebook Lives, I see you doing more of them now. I love your hair blowing in the wind. We got to get you to, I want Denise to actually take a video of you riding that Vespa, though. I haven't seen that yet. I need to see that. But yes, with technology, things have changed. But yes, it's event driven. You know, you got to keep pressing. You got to keep pushing. And you got to keep telling others the story. All we are storytellers. You know, we learned everything we need to know in kindergarten, show and tell. And that's really what we do. The day you stop sharing, the day you stop showing is the day, maybe that I hope never comes. But we need to all continue showing and telling.
You've got charisma. I mean, it's obvious the second somebody looks at you, your face took you a long way. That big smile, everything you've got. But it only takes you so far in network marketing. At some point, you really had to learn the skills to put on top of that charisma. And what happened, and I'm a lot the same way. I used to get away with it because I could schmooze my way to the top. It exposed me in network marketing because my charisma only went so far and the skills had to take over. I believe that that's every network marketer. You've got to immerse yourself in learning this so you can teach it, right?
You do. You do. And there's so many people, so many gurus that are doing well that you can learn from. You know, I was in the gym this morning, listening to The Wand by Earl Nightingale and listening to The Strangest Secret, and just we have to continue taking it in, whether it's watching somebody do Facebook Lives like a John Melton, who's got a an incredible rock star following, or a Rob Sperry. I hope you don't mind me dropping some names, but
no, those guys are both 12. That's so cute.
I need to learn as much as I can, and I'm learning from these guys. But we can learn from each other, whether we're old schoolers or whether we're the new kids on the block, if you will. But we got to keep learning, Tom. It's all about evolution and the revolution here. We got to just keep learning our skill to become better and better at what we do.
So somebody just asked us on a text message, how much time per day do you still put into your business from the top of the mountain?
You know, I'm not at the top of the mountain. I mean, I I'm five levels below the very top. There's ranks to go. I'm one of the leaders. I'm one of the top earners. But we're still putting in, 8, 8.5, 9, 10 hours, 5.5 days a week, 6 days a week. We're still putting it in. I'm trying to lead by example because we got a whole bunch of new people that have followed us recently. And when they see me posting stuff about, leisure and lifestyle and all this stuff, it can really be a bad thing. So social media is good and social media is bad. I'm in the trenches and staying in the trenches and available for three ways, probably more than my lovely wife would like me to be. But that's just kind of the way I'm wired. My dad's the same way. He's still driving the bus at 73 years of age. He ain't, you know, he ain't, there's no slowdown in him either. So I think I get it, honestly.
I haven't had a drink in over 28 years. And everybody, I went into an AA, goes, God, I'd love to have 28 years sobriety. I go, good. Well, just don't drink for 28 years and you're going to be 28 years sober. It's a little bit the same with this. I mean, it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take you time and you've got to do the same. And right now, I still go to an AA meeting every day that I, just exactly like I did 28 years ago. We read that same book every day. We talk about those same 12 steps every day. And every person that walks in the door, we teach them the same thing we learned 28 years ago. There's no difference between that and this, is there?
There really is. I mean, it's, you got to be accountable. That's what you're getting in your meetings every day. The new person coming in has to be accountable. That's what we dig into, that daily text. Technology's changed that a little bit, so somebody can text me in the morning when I'm working with someone directly. They text me their daily list. If they're going to connect with three new people a day, they're going to text me in the morning by 9 a.m. who those three people are. By the end of the day...
I know this is going to excite you, but we need it. Keeps... We'll be right back.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion dollars for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
All right, we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's Marianne Nehas. This is the final segment of the Tom Chenault Show with the great Corey Johnson and my mother, Marianne Nehas. It's a great day. So, Marianne, don't you love this guy?
I'm younger than you, Tom. How can I be your mom? I do love this guy.
And so it's worked out very, very well with Marianne and I because she's becoming a professional network marketer through interviewing people like you, Corey. And the fact that you're out there and willing to give back to this profession is over the top great. We've only got about 7 minutes to finish this thing up, and I know that this isn't the Little Sisters of the Poor. How can people get hold of you if they just want to talk to you, be coached by you, maybe enroll with you in your business if it's interesting to them? How do they get hold of you?
Absolutely, yeah. And you know, I'm not here to poach or steal anybody. If people are in other companies happy, but they need coaching or need assistance, certainly. You can reach me, Corey Johnson, on Facebook. That's K-O-R-E-Y Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. That's Corey Johnson on Facebook. Or my direct number, 561-281-8080. 561-281-8080. Text me your name, number. And if you need some help, you need some coaching, we're here to help you every step of the way, whatever we got to do.
This morning, Haley Hobson lives about 20 minutes from me, so I see her all the time. This morning, two people from doTERRA came by my house to ask me if I would. They said, would you sign up in our company? I go, no. They go, well, we don't know how to do network marketing. I said, well, I'll teach you that without signing up in your company. And they go, how much do you charge? I said, nothing. And I'm telling you, I'm like Corey. We owe this profession. And yesterday, that was so cute. Those three women from Purium came over. That Dana McGrady, Dana McGrady.
Yeah.
And she was. Yeah. And I made that poor woman. Do you know what I did with her, Corey? I made her go to an AA meeting with me. So that was pretty funny. Because she said, she says, I want to do what you do. I go, good, we're going to AA. And she doesn't even drink. So that was pretty cute. So she got to see all my misfit friends, and that was fun. And it was an open meeting, so we didn't violate any of the traditions of AA for those of you that might
be listening. Since I've snuck in a couple
times. Yeah, Marianne goes all the time just because the coffee is so cheap. But, yeah, it's exciting, and it's exciting to see the future of network marketing. They've really throttled down on the income claims and the health claims in the companies. You're happy about that because it preserves a profession, right, Corey?
Absolutely. You know, the days of maverickism and people flying around and jets and taking pictures of stacks of cash and the lifestyles of the rich and famous like Robin Leach. You know, we have to preserve the longevity. It's like playing the long game or the short game. We want
right.
to play the long game. We want this industry to be preserved for the next two or three centuries.
There's no doubt about it, and that can happen to you. How long have you been with your company?
Right at 3 years.
And it's taken you some time to build that organization. And it's going to, you know, you're building this thing for a very long time, right, Corey?
Totally. Totally. When I get involved in a company, I don't look at shiny nickels. I don't go sideways. I don't go left, right, blinders on like the horse at the races. I'm here when I get involved in a company, I'm all in. Otherwise, I don't get involved. If I'm not all in, the previous company, I was there 8 years. And so I'm one of those guys that no matter how long it takes to get to the top ranks, I'm willing to pay the price, and I'm willing to get in the trenches to help others to pay that price. Because when you help others, you help yourself. You know, that's the beauty of our industry as well.
Many years ago, there was a guy named Royce McCoy, and you brought up a name here a few minutes ago, and I can't remember who it was. Schlegel, Jeff Schlegel. I hadn't heard that name in a long time. I knew his son Ryan, too. But those guys are old-time network marketers, and I was talking to this guy named Royce McCoy, and he said, don't leave your company, Tom. No matter how bad it gets, he said, it is far and few between that you meet people in this business that can build three great organizations. You know, you'll meet people that may do it once, they got lucky, or they might do it twice because they got hold of something and, it, you know, maybe hot got stuck on a power leg or something. But finding people that have built more than three big organizations, built more than three organizations, it just proves it never happens because it is such unbelievably hard work. So think twice before you quit. And would you think that's pretty good advice for all these people that are having problems with maybe their shipments on later, maybe a check didn't come, or whatever it is that kicks us out of the foxhole probably before we should have gotten out? I mean, stick around, right?
Stick it out. Stick around.
Yeah.
You know, unless they you know, put out an email blast that says, hey, we're no longer in business, or, you know, we're not, you know, continuing for whatever reason. But stick it out. Stay the course. You can get to where the leaders are. You can be that leader if you just surround yourself with some great people, take on some mentors and some mentorship, and just do the right things on a daily basis. That daily activity is very crucial.
Yeah, and this morning another guy came out, and I was out at my house, and he goes, well, I want to get in at the top. I go, well, that's where I got in. I got in at the top of my organization. I was at the bottom, but I was at the top that day, and then you build it. So what Corey's done is build it. And his name is spelled K-O-R-E-Y, Corey Johnson. Go find him on Facebook. This guy is the real McCoy. He's genuine. He's driven. He knows how to do it, so he can teach you how to do it. He's not going to try to recruit you unless you tell him that you want to be recruited. He's just going to help you. You've got his phone number.
If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.